Okay, welcome to the September 11th use case realization call. We have Ophir, the SDC PTL with us today, and we're going to be going over use cases that impact SDC and have a discussion dialogue with the SDC lead to for people who have questions and also to identify impacts to SDC. And I just got off the ANI use case. So we're now past M0 now, and a lot of the use cases should have or should be closing on trying to get their major impacts down on their wiki pages. And this is kind of the latest view I have for SDC. So Ophir, I also created a table at the end of today's talk related to the SDC impacting use cases. I went to the to the wiki pages and I sort of cut and paste their pages description of SDC impacts to try to help out the discussion. I didn't quite get to these pages yet, but I don't know that they're. Let me just take a minute or two, and I don't think I saw anything for these. Let me see if there's anything there. SDC, yeah. So there's nothing there. I think these other ones were empty, but then let me just make sure real quick again. Yep. But they're not. The thing is when I've actually contacted. So I've contacted these teams, and they have indicated that there's impact. So they probably just haven't updated the actual pages yet. So, but they and the people from these teams might be actually on the call as well. So we'll give people time.
I really hope so. The R6 requirements page is just really full of many items that I don't recognize, and I would need more information before committing to anything. So hopefully we can cover some of them, at least right. In this meeting.
Right, right. Let me see. So I think for the third party, I'm not sure. Let me see. So for this one, I wasn't so clear what.
For the third party, we have the impact. I've created a separate.
Okay.
So this is Atif here. Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi, and Atif. Yeah, okay.
I've also created tickets for the changes that we are proposing for SDC.
Okay.
We are there.
Is this.
First one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So I see a couple other people have joined. Hold on. Okay, so let's get started here. Usually I can just find, there we go, okay. All right, okay, I'm just gonna start going down the list, I think, and we'll proceed that way. Shoot. Okay, and I think that's Marge.
Yes, sir.
On, I think you're showing up as WG1, but
I'll fix myself. I'm sorry.
No problem. On Chen. Okay. All right. So yeah, let's just start going down this. So for pre-onboarding and onboarding, Zhu and Mikhail and myself have been working on that. So Zhu, I think this is what we wrote for, I just cut and pasted it from our wiki for onboarding and pre-onboarding. So So this is what we have in the let me just go to that page here. Oop, it's in the PNF. Support use cases for pre-onboarding onboarding. This is kind of what we had for SDC. Talking about VNF onboarding, alignment to SL001, VNFD transforming, enhancing security for XNF package artifacts, which I think Damien is also working on. And then VNFD onboarding for the platform model, and then introducing software version for the PNF software upgrade use case. Maybe this might not be SDC software changes as much as just the usage of design time flows and functions. What do you think?
The VNFD transforming is under discussion in modeling team. So far there's no commitment yet.
Okay.
So we're still waiting for the conclusion there.
Okay.
PNF software version is also under discussion in the resource information modeling team. There's no conclusion yet, so there's no commitment on that one yet.
Okay. And do we have those as model impacts? No, we don't yet. So maybe we should put these here too.
And I don't know what's the others. VNFD mapping, I think that's the same thing, right?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, sorry. Yeah, so the VNFD mapping is taking the descriptors and transforming it to those platform, the SDC internal models, right? So that's what this is about.
Yeah, that's the same with E1B, I think.
Okay. Okay. And for Ophir's sake, suppose those discussions conclude and they model the stuff. Are there going to be SDC software impacts, which is of course what Ophir is interested in?
So far, there's no conclusion yet, so there's no commitment on that.
Okay, so there might be. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Ophir, that might not be very satisfactory, but
I think this area. It's probably covered by Ericsson team. I also talked to Andre, and other guys from the team, and then I get the picture that this one I can commit to. So it looks quite clear.
I think what we need to do
the other use cases.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is pretty clear. It's just I think there's actually just a number of things that have to happen to define. Define the work. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's move on because we're going to be tight on time, I think. Okay. PNF software upgrade. This is what I got from the page for the PNF software upgrade use case. Zoo or Ulas, do you want to say something?
That's already have a Jira ticket opened.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay.
That's the 2 SDC Jira ticket.
Yep. Okay. Great. Thanks, Sue. All right. Let's move on. The FMPM dictionary. So, Marge, you want to say something about that? Or Damien?
Well, Damien, if Damien wants to speak, that's fine too. The format of the artifact, I believe, is all that's changing here. So Damien, I don't know if you think there's an impact on SDC or not. I wouldn't think so.
Right. So as you have said, we are still discussing or getting this new PM dictionary format approved, right? So this is a little bit of ongoing thing. But if this format will not be changed compared to our proposal, the one that we did together with Ericsson colleagues, then it's going to be only configuration change. It's not going to be new coding. It's going to be some default configuration of SDC, configuration of GAP to display the right columns of based on this new file format. So there is no coding impact. There is only configuration or reconfiguration that has to be done for GAP to support this new PM dictionary format. Simple as that.
Okay, Ophir, is that?
Yeah, this one also. I talked with Damien before, so.
Okay. Okay, good. So no surprises there.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Okay. And Chris, somebody from AT&T has joined, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, sorry. Was that, what's the last name?
Repicelli Manzo. I'm not on mute. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. All right. Okay. Then next up is network slicing. I don't know if Borislav is on. Doesn't look like Borislav is on, but I see Joanne just joined. Okay.
Yeah, we have trouble to get connected with the meeting.
Oh.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay.
So let's see. What I copied from and what I know of network slicing, they're looking to create something demonstrable in R6. And all they wrote is enhance SDC with properties mapping from composite to nested service. So I'm not entirely sure what that means. does anybody working with Borislav? Oh, Shankar's on. Shankar, do you know anything? I don't see Swami on.
about.
So the network slicing. What? Use case.
Yeah, the other Shankar PN.
Oh, okay.
And Swami. Yeah. And Swami both are working with both.
Working, okay. All right. But you, okay. So I guess we don't know any more information.
They keep me in the loop, but I'm not able to fully track that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, so maybe Ophir, we need to follow up with Borislav on this. They have an epic open. So we can take a look at this epic.
Let's take a look. Not sure if I reviewed this one before or not.
So I know they're looking to try to demonstrate something in R6 related to network slicing, but you know that it's just going to be probably like a demo or POC, and they Shankar and Swami I think are going to be involved as well.
Okay. So I would like just to know maybe more details to understand better what the POC includes and who would handle that. I suppose it's MDocs then, but couldn't reach Borislav today or nor yesterday in the modeling subcommittee weekly. So hopefully I just need to know whether or not to commit eventually.
So basically more details
try
needed.
To reach out. Yeah, I'll try to reach out to Borislav then.
Right. Okay. Okay, so maybe I should write a little summary here. So I think we're the summary for SDC impacts is I think modeling discussions are underway. And I think SDC thinks this is acceptable, right? And that there may be potential SDC impacts, and you're aware of these. So we're as these proceed, you can commit, basically, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For PNF software upgrade, I heard that we have tickets open already. And this sounds like it's pretty well defined, so you can commit to this, right?
Correct.
Okay. For the FMPM dictionary, I think I heard Nokia is still investigating impacts for the format changes, so could be no software change needed.
I think we said that if what's confirmed with what we had been proposing, there would be no software change. Right, only configuration change.
Right. Okay. Marge, does this sound okay? Looking at investigating the impact of the format changes. If what's confirmed is what
Damien is? Damien should confirm. Damien, okay. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have spoke up. If you're still on, can you confirm that's correct statement?
Excuse me, was there a question towards me or?
I'm just trying to summarize, yeah.
Yeah, Ben is summarizing and okay. I tried to help, but here for the PMFM dictionary is what is the summary. So, mm-hmm. My statement, what I believe you said was that if our proposal is accepted, that there would not mm-hmm. be software changes, that there would only be configuration changes.
Yes, correct. Confirmed.
Okay, great. So Ophir, that I guess you from this you can commit to what at least at the M0M1 gate. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's also backed up by Nokia. No matter exactly how it how it would like to, and no matter what decision eventually comes up there, but
right.
So we can commit. Okay.
Yep.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's see. What's going on here? There. I can't type after this. Let me see if I can move here. Boy, what's going on here, Lee? Can't get rid of this little bubble. That's annoying. Okay. Okay, so next is network slicing. I think you needed more details, right? So before you can commit.
Exactly. So this one, I think I tried to reach Borislav.
Okay. All right, let's move on. So the ORAN 3GPP harmonization use case, the wiki page itself is quite detailed, but there's no
yes, for SDC, yeah, we actually did it, but I guess we didn't post it yet. So we did, what's really bottom line here is that events will, but new events and domains are going to need to be added. We don't believe that impacts SDC because we believe that SDC will push the YAML artifacts to whoever is subscribing to it. And I guess I'd like to confirm that. over. So if we add a new domain or if we add a new event, as long as it's part of a YAML registration, we're assuming that that wouldn't affect SDC. Is that right?
I think you mentioned the two different things. One is the some additions to the YAML file that describes the VES events.
Yes.
In that case, SDC doesn't mind what's the contents of the YAML file.
Yes.
It's just about uploading the YAML file as an artifact, and then no matter what's the contents of that file, it's part of the CSR file.
Right, so, and we assume
so far
that
there's no. Okay. Yeah. So far there's no impact actually, as long as it's a valid YAML file, of course.
Right.
And the other part, I think you mentioned that there could be maybe the new domains, so there
yes.
could be new subscribers for these DMAP
right.
distribution. So in that case, we have the API to consume those SDC external APIs and eventually consume and parse the CSR file. But of course, those consumers would have to use the existing solution, hence DMAP and SDC parser and so on.
Right.
So there is the infrastructure for them to use that. So it's just up to them to do that. So no impact in that case either.
Okay.
But they have to extend something for this API? Would the API need to be updated?
Well, we're not talking about DMAP right now, and we're not talking about...
Okay.
But I believe we do have impacts in DMAP. I was only addressing SDC.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
The only place that we potentially saw impacts, but I can't quantify them at this time, are if the A1 interface is a new interface that Vimal wanted to be covered in this use case, and it is the interface between ORAN. It's an interface between a non-real-time RIC to a near real-time RIC, and so it would be a new interface that would be introduced, and we don't know that there may be some new artifacts that are associated with that. I was on vacation for the last couple weeks, so I believe there are now a draft document available that we can analyze to see if we think there are new artifacts, and so we could let you know. But I kind of suspect there aren't, but we don't know. So we said potentially there might be.
Mm-hmm. And even new unbordered artifacts wouldn't impact SDC software, right?
I don't think so, but I don't know if there's some sort of extension, minor extension you'd have to make for that.
So new artifacts or just artifacts in general, it's something that is configurable in SDC. As long as there wouldn't be a validation for those artifacts, I mean, it depends on the format they should be. So there would be no code impact, just configuration.
Yeah, I think in this release, there probably would be no validation. That might come later, but I think what we're really trying to do is do the first step.
Okay.
In this release. Yeah.
Okay.
So there is the infrastructure for that, and then no coding impact then. Yeah.
And I think, Ben, what you want to say is we're assuming that we don't have to validate these artifacts in this release. That's when we say there's no impact. Because if we were to ask there to be a validation, then that
yeah.
would be
yeah.
coding.
Mm. Yeah. So there was some discussion in the last release in our four about validating sort of contents of artifacts. And I think that's going to be a future thing. I don't think that's going to make it in our six. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I think the summary for this use case, at least from SDC perspective, right? No impact then.
Yeah.
Or maybe just configuration at the most. Okay.
No, let's say no software impact. Possible mm-hmm. configuration. Possible configuration impact. No SDC software impact. So obviously SDC can commit because there's no software impact, I assume. Okay. DAAS. Let me see. DAAS. Who's the... Dilip? I don't think Dilip's on the call. So anybody working on DAAS on the call? All right. So I have contacted Dilip and he responded with the impacts and he said there should be SDC impact. So maybe you need to reach out to Dilip separately.
Okay.
All right. Next, and then there's also nothing on the wiki page. So runtime DB, Joanne and I have been working on this use case. So Joanne, I think the main thing is that we have that basically we need to onboard YAML artifacts for the runtime DB configuration, right? I think that's the main thing that is involved in design time. Do you see other SDC things that need to happen?
Yeah, also just want to confirm with you, right? So we try to build the configuration database in the globally. So the runtime onboarding package is from all the vendors. So when we put the YAML model design time, then we need when doing the distribution, the YAML model you need put into the DMAP, distribute to the downstream application. So this is at the existing capability, right? Wouldn't be software impact, right? For the SDC perspective. All you think is impacted. That's the one thing.
Not sure I understand the whole background, so I'm not sure I can answer.
So let me give you a 2-minute summary. So basically, the idea of this use case is that it's going to introduce essentially a runtime DB that is going to evolve from the config DB and MariaDB solution that was used by the OF San PCI use case. So the idea is that this runtime DB would capture and store runtime data, configuration information that doesn't belong in ANI, so EXO inventory data, and real-time logical and physical connections. The driver for this was that basically people were starting to use ANI as sort of a kitchen sink to just, we don't have anywhere to put this data, let's throw it in ANI, which is not a good design, right? So that's the motivation for this. And then of course, you have to define what's going to be in this thing. You have to structure it. You have to model it. You have to tell the system what data structures and kind of data you have in this thing. So that essentially requires you to onboard configuration stuff in like YAML files or YANG model files that are onboarded during design time. And so Jan just wants to verify that basically those onboarded artifacts, as they get loaded into runtime components, wouldn't impact SDC software directly.
Benjamin, can I comment on this one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for this runtime DB, I think that was in one of the discussions with Joan. I mentioned I think the picture only shows that how you collect the data from the runtime nodes. But before that, you need also to set up the structure of the database. So what should be the structure? And the structure, there's only two ways to get that information. Mm. Either you use get schema, which is a netconfig thing, to get from the node how many parameters you have, what's the name of the parameter, something like this. Mm. And second way to do it is from the YAML model, which is under the configuration management, which is already support with today the onboarding package. Mm. So there's only two ways to do it.
Okay.
So I don't think if this is the intention to set up this configuration DB, I don't think there's any impact to SDC. unless you have a brand new model proposed to set up your configuration DB.
So the Ben sent it has it just for the architecture process. We have the more detailed data flow in as I show you before, right? So initially, right, the configuration DB before the device, like network element registration, like implicit commission, we have to get initial the data model pulled from SDC, like a onboarding package, right? To like say in the from the developer or you know for that runtime DB decoding, say how the current YAN model structure tree structure like. Then they define this model. When we get it to the Medicon YAN from device, that's already runtime. So I'm talking right now to design time impact, right? That's the one we're talking about. So the design time in the catalog, we have to really make sure from SDC perspective, like say in, let's choose for your case, our case, Nokia Ericsson, onboarding this YAN model in the design time. And the design time, we have to make sure this YAN model distribute to the, post into the DMAP. And the downstream is a runtime DB, receive the YAN model, then they set up a data model structure, put into the different table based on the design schema purpose, right? So that's the one I needed to confirm, confirm the current, the SDC, system engineer, say, how can we say, that's what intention downstream runtime DB to do. But we need to make sure the vendor package, right, from different vendor. I'm just making example. In this case, like a Nokia, you know, Ericsson could be some other vendor too, right? We make sure when you post the DMAP, the runtime DB to you know, pick up the package, be able to, you know, decoding the YAN model to make a structured data model put into the different table. That's okay, my question. I need to make sure with you.
Okay. So I think same as before, as long as it's about existing or new artifact types, the infrastructure in SDC is there, and we can modifying the configuration, we can create new types of artifacts. They would be automatically supported in SDC APIs. And also the UI, and then they also get part of the CSAR, and then eventually can be reached from this CSAR by different components. So far it sounds like it's there. I think the only part in this case would be to find the relevant artifact in the onboarded package. So maybe that would be the only code impact, just to map.
I think for this item, they try to make use of this young model, which is already there. So I don't see any impact to SDC.
Okay, if it's just this very same, sort of artifact, very same young model in that case, then there would be no code impact. So it sounds like. We can commit, but nothing, not much to do or to develop in that case.
I just want to make sure, because I know to come from the, you know, I just want to make sure the no impact, make sure that even though, so like say, when they distribute the YAN model package, it's a distribution part of a template or part of a MIDI file or the package distribute entire, you put into DMAP. The downstream to subscribe this package. How did you put into the DMAP? Just to distribute the entire package. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So basically, we don't have much more time. I'd like to cover the other use cases too. Basically, I would invite you to just join the SDC Weekly where we can dive into how to do that and just be in the high level. We offer APIs to create consumers, which are really just users to consume the external APIs SDC offers. With those APIs, you can also we supply the SDKs from for the other components to use a distribution, what we call distribution client. So consuming that library can also, it's very well documented, can just offer the interface maybe for the runtime DB to consume the and subscribe for DMAP topics in that case, and consume SDC APIs. So it's all possible, already happens in different components. And if you need some support, we can also maybe take this offline, and I would gladly assist with that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is the second one impact I need to talk to you. That's the WISE information. So we have WISE collector notification, right? So currently in the SDC, you have blueprint model built up only for FNPM, right? So in this release, we need to put the CM notify. So the CM notify file, so notification at the CM WISE collector, you need adding on the CM collection and the CM notification functionality. Or so to in the model, in the blueprint, do you need to do any modification on this?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Maybe I can provide some help. I think your CM notifications, the new WAS events, it's only that you're adding additional WAS events inside the WAS registration file, the YAML file. So yeah. I don't think there will be any impact to SEC because SEC doesn't care the contents of this.
Exactly. Yeah. Same as I mentioned before.
Correct.
As long as
yeah.
Right, that was the same thing as
there is the infrastructure. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So again, just to sum this one up. Sum it up, I mean. So we can commit. I mean, there's no extra development needed. We mm-hmm. can support that, obviously, if you need help. I think this is it. Basically, just to know the runtime DB, does it belong to any existing component, or is it...
That's the architectural discussion that we had an hour long. Let's take that offline, because it'll take more time than we have.
Yeah.
Shankar, I see, has joined in the meantime. So Shankar, PN, I had copied from the network slicing page the impact for SDC, and Ophir was kind of unclear of what the impact is. Do you have a better view maybe of what that might be?
Specifically with respect to the Jira here, I thought that was just a high level user story.
It is a high level Jira. It is. But I think Ophir wanted to know a little bit more. If you know, this is a little vague. Enhance SDC with stuff. I mean, do you kind of have a better view of what needs to be done or what you plan to do?
Yeah, maybe I can take a shot at that.
So,
Bodhislav, you might know, right? He's been involved in the modeling work and the SDC part for from Dublin onwards for network slicing. At least as of now, we don't see any significant impact with respect to SDC itself for network slicing, because I think the foundation in terms of nested services are already part of Dublin. However, as we go forward, right, with respect to the orchestration workflows, we may discover, I would say, maybe over the next few weeks, some minor aspects that needs to be enhanced from an SDC perspective. But even there, we don't look at anything as of now. We don't see any functional impact in SDC. It may be more to do with the modeling work. That's the current view that we have. However, I mean, for all the components that could potentially be impacted, we have already created some Jira items.
Sounds good. I still like to maybe just be more involved to get to know the modeling work too. And maybe if you have examples of the Tosca and the definitions, and what's the result that you expect, or I don't know. If you can just supply more details, it sounds like you say that we already have all this functionality from Dublin, but it's still an item for Frankfurt, which we should either commit or not. So I just need to understand whether or not there should be any work on SDC at all, or it's just testing, and then we can actually commit to that, I suppose, based on MDocs. Or just need more info. I mean, it's just a little bit still not clear. Doesn't have to happen right now, but I'd like just to maybe keep the discussion going on.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I would look at two potential things. Okay, one is, you might know that for the Dublin work, right, whatever was done for SDC and modeling, it was more from a theoretical perspective because there were no workflows to support it in terms of verifying it or testing it, right? So now for Frankfurt, we are introducing the workflows in terms of instantiating a slice. So also similarly, the templates would also be, how should I say, maybe more realistic in terms of, for example, an EMDB slice template. So this would more match with what we would expect in terms of a real EMDB slice. So in that context, so that, let's say, real examples or illustrations that needs to be prepared as part of, I mean, you can call it part of SDC work, but it's not, like I said, like core impact or functional impact to the SDC component itself. So that's one activity. Okay. And then the second, as you rightly pointed out, from a testing perspective.
Okay.
So the first is support for nested services. Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any other questions, Ophir? Does that maybe? Oh, do you have the JIRA ticket, Swami? Are there numbers that?
That the you use open? Case wiki page has
this one
in tracking all the JIRAs that we have for. Are we just talking about, by the way, SDC or others too?
On the SDC. It's just SDC, yeah. This is just the discussion for SDC.
Got it, okay.
So the question often offers here, let me ask you one question. It's a brief question. So the modeling work, it seems a lot of modeling work in place. The modeling work is prepared for the SDC work. I would like to gather maybe some input confirmation from you. The currently in ONAP, the modeling work is in line with the currently SDC development work, or they still had a certain, you know, they maybe still call gap or call what? You know, I just want to make sure the SDC modeling work and the Kevin did the information or common model work are in line together, you know, both in line together.
So I think most of the topics in modeling are still in progress. So basically, SDC offers some support of nested services and what we call service instance inside another service. But that's why I wanted to see Tosca examples maybe of the network slicing, or because I mean you can model this in many different ways. I'm not sure what's the expected result in that case, so I just would like to maybe contact Borislav and get more details. So I'm not comfortable with the saying either it is aligned or it is not aligned, because I'm not sure what's the, it's not defined yet. Network slicing, especially, I think it's still work in progress in modeling subcommittee. So,
okay, thanks.
Sure. Okay, great. Let's move on. Joe, my gosh, shoot, I hit the wrong button on my mouse. Oh my gosh, I hit the back button on my mouse accidentally. boy,
it auto saves, right?
It auto save. let me see. Yes, I think so. Hey, you can always go to your name and you can open up the things you've been working on off your profile. If that doesn't work, if you've never done that. Okay, anyway, let me see. The last thing, yeah, okay, it's good. Okay. All right. So we were on control loop. I had heard back from Scott Branford about this, and I guess he has a page for this.
And you're already he probably couldn't attend, because it's just the same time slot as the control subcommittee.
Right.
Basically, I can tell because I did attend those meetings lately. So there, or maybe we can skip that because we really have.
Yeah, yeah, you've already.
I can do a summary. Yeah.
Ophir, this is Marco. I'm here. So please go ahead with the control loop.
Oh, of course. So basically, there are two requirements for SDC for the self-serve control loop. First one is to integrate with the blueprint generator. It's a tool by DCE. We'd like to integrate with this tool to include the blueprint for DCE in the CSR. That's the first one. This one, as per my conversation with Damian, Nokia can commit based on best effort. So it's possibly that the team can reach to this task too. Second,
is this the Tosca Lab or a derivative of the Tosca Lab?
So apparently Tosca Lab is not relevant anymore. And then we have a new tool, the BPG, the Blueprint Generator, okay. So they call it in DC, instead of Tosca Lab.
Yeah, okay, I understand. So if we have it, we can generate a blueprint using the tool. Otherwise, we need to upload the blueprint manually as we do today.
Exactly. Yeah, we'd like to integrate this tool inside SDC. Then the user can just upload the JSON file, the spec file, and generate the blueprint in design time.
Okay.
That's the first bullet for the self-serve. Second one is just to be able to import the policy models dynamically in runtime and have them just be able to version them.
What the models did you say? I didn't hear.
Policy.
Policy. Models. Yeah, got it. Okay.
So they should be just like pieces or entities really in SDC catalog, like we have VF, PNF, and other items in the catalog today. Hence, they could be versioning, which today we only support a predefined policy models that are static and you cannot onboard new ones or actually import new ones. And this one is we didn't find the resources yet. And I'll just take the opportunity and maybe ask anyone here if you are able or your companies have interest in this use case, you can contact me and we are looking for resources still. So that's the summary. At the moment we cannot commit fully at least.
Okay, great. So can't commit.
Or partially commit, yeah.
Yeah, partially commit, okay. I see Dilip join the call. Let me see. Ooh, I knew we were going to run out of time because there's a lot to cover here.
Yeah.
Dilip.
But we did really big progress.
We did a lot, yes, but I think we're going to run out of time. All right, so Dilip, you were working on DAS, right? Dilip, are you there? Oh, I saw Dilip. Dilip, are you there? Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Maybe it's a different Dilip. Sorry. Okay, so let's move on. So the next is Kubernetes-based cloud region support. Anybody on for that?
Yeah, I think Lee and Hao and myself, Eric, are here for that.
Okay, great. Okay. So go ahead. So right now on the page itself, on the wiki page itself for cloud-based region support, there's nothing, I don't think it shows anything for that, for SDC impacts.
Right.
Did you want to sort of summarize, or do you think that you know what they will be, or?
Well, Lee and Hao, are you here too? I was going to ask if he had any specific things. Maybe it's Lang Ding. So my understanding right now is with this Kubernetes cloud-based support, what we're doing right now is onboarding the Kubernetes cloud-based package, kind of a package of Helm charts, as an artifact in a sort of a, call it a heat template envelope. And then that gets passed through, and in Dublin, that artifact was defined as a specific cloud technology artifact, and so that support was added in SDC. I don't know if there are any thoughts about from Lian Ding or Srini about any enhancements to that. One thing I'm aware of that's kind of a gap is any parameters for that workload are really sort of invisible to SDC at this time. And so figuring out how to address that or solve that would be probably a good thing.
Okay, I think we do support these kind of artifacts already since Dublin, but the parameters
Yeah, right. Go ahead, sorry.
That's okay. The parameters part, I think it's new to me as well, but so it's the first time I'm hearing about this actually, and not sure what would be the solution, and we can figure this out, but do you expect to contribute resources for this development? So just so I know if we can commit or not.
I'm probably not in the position to say we can or cannot commit resources. I know we've had some resources working on this in general. And I think we need to probably have some further quick discussions on how to expose parameters. I mean, one approach is, you know, digging into the artifact, which would be one possibility, but there may be others. So.
Okay. So, what do you needs further investigation? Do you say what, or maybe you need a follow up meeting with Eric or Liang?
Yeah. Okay. Good idea. Yeah.
Right.
This is Liang from.
Oh yeah. Hi. Okay.
Yeah. I knew something about this feature because. This feature was developed by me and another colleague. Mm-hmm. In current implementation, for the artifact, its type and the package of artifacts were hard coded in the Java code. Mm-hmm. Admittedly, it's a bit ugly, but it works well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A smart way is to we can specify the artifact's name and its type by user. Maybe we can make it graceful and in next release. And if you have some new requirements. For the SDC and Kubernetes cloud region support, you can specify them and we can have a further discussion about your requirements.
Okay. All right. Thanks. So in the interest of time here, we only have a couple minutes left. I think what we're going to do is I can stay on an extra few minutes if you can, Ofer. If there's people here from these remaining three use cases, we can keep talking. The multi-domain optical service orchestration, third-party operational domain manager, and change
management. Can you the third-party? Because that one I have already explained to Ofer.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. So.
Okay, so this is already committed. And yes, and Ofer, you already know what's going on with this, right? So
yeah.
SDC, there's an epic for that. SDC 2378.
Okay, great. Thank you. And multi-domain optical service. Is there anybody on for that?
Yes, this is Satoshi from Fujitsu. Mm-hmm. And yes, so about the service design, so maybe we can design our service with existing SDC features. So maybe in that point, the no impact to SDC. But so the other requirement is we may need importing a service template from remote ONAP. I mean, so there are two ONAP instances in our use case. So that might be an impact to SDC. So
yeah, and you also we reviewed it together in SDC Weekly. I think there are still some open questions. So I mean, we can commit or based on Fujitsu resources, if we find that there are a coding impact, right?
Yes. So
okay,
we are just investigating. So yes.
Yeah, we need more investigation. Okay, and so if you need my assistance or you maybe choose one or another solution for this challenge in that case, so I'd just like to review the solution with you once you decide maybe to do one way or another. So okay. Just keep me in the loop. That's what I'm trying to say, really. Okay.
Thank Great. You. Excellent. Okay. Thanks. Is anybody from change management on? I know Ajay or Vijay, you probably have to contact separately. Okay. Thank you everybody so much. We've ran over time by a little bit, but I think we covered pretty much everything. Yay. Okay.
Ben.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ben. This is Chris. Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah, sure.
I couldn't get off fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pinged Ajay, but I don't know if he got it.
Okay.
And I'm not really sure what he's planning to do in terms of schedule, the schedule optimization and deconfliction. So we do need to get that from him in terms of workflow for change management. I know you have the PNF software upgrade on there.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that AT&T is not able to support resources for workflow efforts.
So one thing is for this, the page for that is completely empty, I think.
For the PNF software upgrade?
For the change management stuff, there's the development status here of what the expected impacts are completely empty. So I'll put it in the chat here. So for M0, you need to, I think Ajay or whoever needs to go to everyone, goes to this page here and just fill in what you think are the main user stories and epics and stuff you're going to plan to do and impacts. That's what should be done by M0.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you could let Ajay know, or a few could work on some of this or whatever, then that would be great. Okay. So Ophir, did you have questions for Chris? Did you?
So I suppose, I just hope you guys contact me if there is impact eventually on SDC, because I suppose, with the previous releases, there's always a change management SDC impact, but eventually nothing to develop. So if it's different in this release, just let me know so we can review any requirements, if any. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Ophir, you have resources to work on some change management features. There are things that we want to have done, but we didn't in the past. We didn't have the support.
I don't really have the resources, but we can at least review requirements. Maybe somebody else in the community could contribute for this use case. I don't know. It's just worth reviewing. Anyway.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Sophia, Ophir, one quick thing. Are you still guys planning to remove all those users from SDC? I know this is an orthogonal thing, but...
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a use case, just a feature in SDC.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I say this orthogonal, but just to check.
Yeah, it is in the... it is planned for Frankfurt, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank
great.
You so much, Ben. This was
yeah,
so
you're
helpful.
Welcome.
Really.
Yeah. Okay, anything else for Ophir while we have him? Last thoughts? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I have a meeting with Ajay now, so I can mention.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Yeah, so please, if you could update this page. And this is really just the main activity in M0 is, of course, so the main, you know, PTLs know what's coming down the pipe, so they're not blindsided. I will be holding future use case realizations with different PTL leads, so a similar meeting like this with other PTLs. So hopefully that we can have a discussion about impacts.
Yeah, and Ben, I will update that spreadsheet for our use case, but I want to wait and confirm with Vimal that he's comfortable with what we have identified.
Okay, great.
So that might help you a little bit. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. All right. Sorry again, we ran over a little bit. Ophir, I hope you found this useful. So
definitely.
We will meet again next week. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.